Adam, A-D-A-M, Redo, R-I-D-E-A-U-X. Date of birth is 12/24/48. Patient was seen on the 16th. This is a 77-year-old gentleman who's seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient currently is in his second benefit period, extending from 11/13/2025 to 2/10/2026. Patient was seen. The purpose of this visit was a face-to-face with her, with his daughter present. Patient was also. These results will also be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient has a hospice diagnosis of hypertensive heart disease associated with CHF. He has atrial fibrillation, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, chronic edema, lower extremity, and recurrent syncope, venous stasis, ulcers, dermatitis, and neuropathy, period. Patient also has pulmonary hypertension, spinal stenosis, and paraplegia. Patient is total bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, has chronic back pain, BPH, vitamin D deficiency, gouty, arthritis, anemia. Patient is short of breath at all times, places him at the New York Heart Association class 4. Has continued to decline both physically and functionally. He's required pain medication around the clock. He has a PPS of 40%. My vitals indicated 112 over 86, pulse of 60, respirations 18, on two side 94%. But this declines quickly with any type of activity, period. Increased confusion, his PPS is at 40%. ADL of most all ADLs now, which is a decline as well, consumes 50 to 60% of his meals. His LMAC has dropped to 23 centimeter. Continues to be incontinent of bowel and bladder. No sign of infection about the healing sacral decubitus ulcer, which is improving with the help of the family, wound care, staff, and extensive training of the patient on a regular basis, as was taught by the hospice nurse. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.